Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are truly on a divine journey in which I believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we want you to know that we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision. Achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow! Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, meaning if you've been hiding under a rock and you have not been tuning in for your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week, I want you to know archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is without question truly rich and insightful. Allow Coach Adams to establish and set the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you, our global listening audience, for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject. And then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, which we absolutely love, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, will lend to a more interactive environment, and we truly encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. Don't be scared. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and the question on the table today is, what makes a winner? What makes a winner? On the heels of an Oscar-winning weekend and various other things, I pose this question, what makes a winner? Because I desire for you to win on your journey of life. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick, brief moment, send someone a fax, an email, invite someone to join you for today's episode, to join you for today's show. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with extending our outreach. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, iPads, sitting at your laptops or your desktops, you want to grab that real quick right now so that you can capture the richness around today's broadcast. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, again, it's time to shape up and win. And we're talking about what makes a winner. The past two installments of our Shape Up series, we were talking about the power of boundaries and having clear boundaries. We've talked about various things from good to great over previous episodes, the law of success, laws of success, and we're constantly digging in deep to different subjects that would give you more tools that you can add to your toolbox so that you can be more equipped to win. Interestingly enough, of course, we're coming off of the heels of this Oscar-winning weekend, of those that were and have been victorious in their craft and earning the highest level of achievement. The Olympics is about the highest level of achievement. Super Bowl is about the highest level of achievement. I can go on and on and on and on and on about the awards for the highest levels of achievement. Well, you know, what's interesting is that one of the things that Coach Adams absolutely loves to do, I love to movie escape. Whenever possible, I like to do a movie escape. And really and truly, I am very intrigued by various movie types. So there's not just one genre of movie that attracts me. It just really depends on the storyline and what grabs me. And one of the things that, or movies that I was really intrigued by that I saw recently was Darkest Hour. Darkest Hour is highlighting the Winston Churchill story. Winston Churchill was the prime minister of a very crucial time in the United Kingdom, in Europe, at the time when Hitler was closing in on Europe and the United Kingdom. And this whole plot, which is based on real history, unfolds as you're watching this story of Winston Churchill. It's up to him to lead his nation as the newly appointed prime minister and protect them from the most dangerous threat ever seen in his party. He's also dealing with the questions and at every moment, at every turn, the skeptics. I can go on, and yet this man leads his nation to victory in the midst of. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, how does that actually relate to me and my story? Well, how it relates is I am one that I firmly believe that within a story there are messages and there is nuggets of wisdom that we can glean. And the one thing that I realized about this story, Darkest Hour, Winston Churchill was dealing with some very adverse circumstances. And in the midst of that, as a leader, as the prime minister, he's on this plight to win. And so when we're looking at what makes a winner, it's important for you to take what applies to you and determine how can I move to the next level. We can call many names of those that, quote unquote, have achieved their success and they are considered winners, that are at the top of their fields. And my question to you is, what is preventing you from achieving your level of success and your win as it relates to your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams? And so, as always, I like to bring you some rich insights that I feel would truly support you on your journey. There's nothing, quote unquote, new under the sun, but there are a few nuggets that I continue on my journey to realize that these things are really key in one achieving success, in, quote unquote, this mindset of a winner. And, you know, I often quote Napoleon Hill, quitters never win, and winners never quit. You know, I heard that as a young adult so often. You know, I was introduced to the laws of success early on my journey of life. I was fortunate that I was in very successful circles early on, and that was something that really helped to broaden my horizons and expand my mindset. And so for as long as I can recall now, this quote-unquote quote that has become a mantra, a quitter never wins and a winner never quits, has really shaped my mindset. And we have to understand that a winner, bottom line, simply put, means sticking to something until the outcome is successful. Now, in this sticking to something, you may have to go through some things, but the simplest definition, sticking to something until the outcome is successful. Some may say until the outcome is one of excellence. We can say other things about, as we identify a leader and a winner, this winner, but I want us to keep it simple. And I want you to walk away with understanding that when we're talking about a winner is that individual that never quits. They are sticking to something until the outcome is successful. Now, they may have to overcome various setbacks and hurdles and obstacles and all of these different things, but the bottom line is they stick to something until the outcome is successful. We could name many successful people that one would identify as a winner. And I don't want to throw names out there because I want you to think about, in your world, who do you perceive as a winner? Who do you perceive is one that has achieved success? Put that name next to your perception of winner, one that has done their due diligence and sticking to something until the outcome was successful. And so as we look at some of the foundational areas of focus that make a winner, we can come up with various other thoughts, and of course, as we always do, we're going to open our phone lines up for you, our global listening audience, to share your thoughts, to chime on in. So if you have some thoughts, want you to, at the appropriate time, share your insights. But I am going to, Coach Adams is going to share with you the insight that I have gleaned to date. And this is just the core, and that I continue to grow around on my journey moment by moment. And I want to share that insight with you. So what makes a winner? A winner has grit. G-R-I-T. They have a firmness of character and spirit. So, are you a winner? Do you have grit? I love that. Do you have this firmness of character and spirit? This firmness of character and spirit, this is not from the outside in, but rather from the inside out. So this is not this pulling and seeking of power from the outside in. When a person has grit, this is this firmness of character and spirit from the inside out. So what makes a winner? A winner has grit. Do you have grit? Do you have a firmness of character and spirit? That is really a thought-provoking moment to pause on right there. Because if you don't have grit, this is an area where you need to work on developing your grit, developing your firmness of character and spirit, developing you from the inside, talking about what makes a winner. A winner has the right mindset. Ooh, what I love about these two, is that, again, we're looking from the inside out, not the outside in. The mindset of a winner is that will to win. They're that person that, I am going, they will it. They have the will to win. See, if you have that firmness of character and spirit, that gives you the foundation that you need to will it, to have that will to win. Both of these areas start from the inside out, not the outside in. What makes a winner? Grit, G-R-I-T. What makes a winner? One's mindset, having the will to win. What makes a winner? Discipline. Many want to be successful, but they don't want it to cost them anything. They don't want to discipline themselves. I've grown to learn and realize that discipline is delaying one's gratification. Many of us, our journey is all about gratification. And please know that Coach Adams is not opposed to gratification. But we must keep everything in its context. Because when you look at the key foundations of winners and some of those characteristic traits, be it your Bill Gateses and the Beatles and Oprahs and on and on and on, the names that we can throw out there, they have invested 10,000 hours plus of practice in their area or craft for their vision to live, to achieve their goals. So they're not just, as my mentors would say, tinkering. It's not a hobby for them. They're not putting their toe in the water, kind of testing it out, dipping their toe in and dipping it out. No. They are fully immersed in their process. And they have been committed. They did all that they knew how and could do. They were disciplined. They delayed their gratification. They sacrificed. It cost them something. A few weeks ago, we talked about time management. And this is where this discipline comes in understanding and knowing how to manage your time, the willingness to sacrifice for your vision to live, for your goals to be achieved. You must sacrifice. You must delay your gratification. Now, some of the names that we mentioned in brief, they are now living a different life than where their journey started because they were disciplined. I heard this YouTube video with Denzel Washington speaking, and one of the keys that he was talking about as it relates to success is discipline. You can talk to any individual who has achieved a level of success, and I guarantee you that they may give you a number of different bullets, but one of the things that they will say, it took great discipline. They had to sacrifice. all of the Oscar award winners to reach that level of success in their careers, it cost them something. They had to discipline to continuously sharpen the saw, as the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey, would, to sharpen the saw, to sharpen their skills, to master. You know, I'm doing some consulting, executive consulting in this season, and I was coaching one of the individuals, and I was sharing with this individual, I said, in order for you to be successful, you have to sharpen the saw and grow in your mastery of the areas that you're responsible for. In essence, as the words of my mentor would say, you cannot tinker. You cannot be okay in this area, okay in this area, okay. Mediocrity is not acceptable. That's one of the keys of moving from good to great. You have to separate from mediocrity. And so many of us reside in that realm of being okay with mediocre performance. Well, the Oscar winners, I assure you, their performance was not mediocre. Their performance stood out against all. Their movies stood out against all. In all of the various categories, those that won, they didn't win because they were mediocre. And it took discipline for them to get to the level of success. You know, one of the things, one of the actors that I, and they have won, they're one of many that have won the most Oscars, is Meryl Streep. And if I'm accurate in my recollection, she's been nominated 21 times. Wow. I mean, that speaks highly to her level of mastery for her craft. That takes discipline and it takes focus. And so when we're talking about what makes a winner, we've established, and I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, hashtag I'm for you. We're talking about what makes a winner. We've already established that what makes a winner is one who has grit. What makes a winner is one's mindset. What makes a winner is an individual that is disciplined. When we're talking about grit, G-R-I-T, we are talking about that firmness of character and spirit. We're talking about what radiates from the inside out, not the outside in. Mindset. We're talking about the will to win. Again, this transference from the inside out, this power from the inside out, not the outside in. Discipline, the ability to delay our gratification and be focused on your journey in that area, those areas that you desire to be successful and achieve in. It's going to cost you something. What makes a winner? Endurance. You heard the quote from Napoleon Hill and the Laws of Success. Quitters never win, and a winner never quits. A winner is one who endures. They never quit. They push through all of the stuff. Because the reality is, There's going to be a lot of stuff in order for you to win, for us to win, that you're going to have to push through. It's not easy. You're going to fall down. You're going to have to make the decision to get back up. You're going to face various hurdles. You're going to have to leap over those hurdles. In some cases, you may have to crawl around under those hurdles, those barriers, those roadblocks, those dips, and all of that. You have to, because no one can determine and tell us beforehand on this journey of life and this roadmap, this blueprint that we're given, what will the climate be, the terrain be. We have to just simply process through and live it out. And so endurance, will you endure? Trust in the source of your hope, something greater than you. For me, that is God. And I heard Denzel Washington saying, above all, trust God. For some, that's a taboo subject. You don't believe in God, and that's fine. I'm just sharing with you what's my anchor. But what I've grown to know to be true, what makes a winner, you have to trust something greater than you, because it's not by our individual power and might. See, the things that we talked about, the grit and the mindset, comes from the inside out. And when you have that anchor in something greater, that anchor pours into you from the inside out. What makes a winner? A winner is not just sitting on the sideline, on the bench, doing nothing. A winner is one that executes. And so what makes a winner? A winner executes. A winner will do. And a winner does, regardless if they are, quote unquote, successful or not, but they do. They take risks. They try. They step out of their comfort zone. They're not afraid to get in the trenches. They're not sitting on the sidelines saying, you know, they need to do this and do that, and they're not in the game themselves. So what makes a winner? A winner is one who executes. A winner is one who will do. The Oscar winning, the Oscar nominated, they had to be in a movie and do. They couldn't just be on the sidelines and practicing their Oscar winning speech or the hopes of winning the Oscars on the bench, at home, in their living room, in their bedroom. They had to be in the game. They had to have movies in the race to even be considered. So if you're not achieving, my question to you is, are you doing? Are you executing? You know, when I was in real estate, it was so funny because I remember being in a meeting. And it was so hilarious because this was one of the first times as a young adult that I heard this illustration. And I remember the sales manager or whatever the title was at that time doing this meeting. And he said, you know, keep throwing the bubble gum to hit the wall. Just keep throwing it at the wall. He was giving an illustration. Bottom line, he was trying to get us to know and understand that you just keep trying. You're not in control of what's going to stick, like that bubble gum that you're throwing against the wall. But you at least keep throwing it. You keep shooting for that wall, which is the target. You don't throw it once and say, oh, it's not going to stick, and then it falls off and you quit. No, you keep throwing. Any great basketball star, they have to practice hundreds of shots continuously to get in the rhythm. They're going to miss some. You're going to miss some. But as we've established earlier, you don't quit. The mindset is that will to win. So don't be afraid to try. And that is our next key to what makes a winner. A winner is not afraid to take the risk. A winner is not afraid to take the shot. A winner is not afraid to leave their comfort zone. Winners have to leave their comfort zone all the time. And sometimes they'll get it right and sometimes they don't. But they were not afraid to be stretched out of their comfort zone. You know, recently I had someone ask for some feedback on a project that they're working on. And what I loved and I honored them for is that they were not afraid to do something that was completely opposite of. It was completely different from anything that they have tried. But they felt like they got this vision and that this was a part of this project. And I said, you know, I honor you, woohoo, because most people would not even try something different. They would be afraid to take a risk. I have grown in the wisdom of my mentors of knowing that success requires that we must grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. So if you're feeling comfortable, you need to stir things up. You need to get out of your comfort zone. I've grown in the wisdom of understanding. In order to succeed only once, you have to just have the willingness to fail often. Behind any great success story, there are individuals that, quote unquote, failed often. But guess what? They did not quit. Remember we said, a quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. And so I want you to know that you have to be okay with taking a risk. Allow it to be a calculated risk, but nevertheless, take a risk. Don't allow fear to hold you back from living your dreams, from manifesting your vision, from achieving your goals. Don't allow fear to hold you back. Don't be afraid to take a risk. Don't be afraid to stretch out of your comfort zone. I did this very recently, and, you know, Coach Adams is always sharing that I'm, as long as there's breath in my body, in anyone's body, I believe we're still a work in process. So I am in the trenches with you. I am birthing and doing things with you. And so recently, late last year, I made the decision to be a part of a project called The Change. The Change is a book series, and I had been approached to participate in this project probably about 4 years before, being transparent and honest with you. And various things held me back from participating in this project, the change, insight into self-empowerment, where top co-authors share life-enhancing realizations that will truly touch every area of your life. And your very own resident empowerment coach, Coach Shania Marie Adams, is a part of the Change Series number 14. And I wrote a piece called The Power of Words. How does this relate to what we're talking about in what makes a winner? And not being afraid to take a risk? I really had to dig deep in stretching beyond my comfort zone. Why was this a stretch beyond my comfort zone? Because I am, until this particular piece came out, I was not a published author in the sense of a book. And so in making this decision, it was huge. It was a stretch out of my comfort zone because I didn't have, quote unquote, that title of author. Had I written some empowerment pieces and, you know, been a contributor to different magazines and what have you, yes, but this was different. And so I had to be willing to stretch out of my comfort zone and take a risk. And recently, I had someone who purchased the book, and they shared their feedback with me. And when I tell you, it was a wow. Because for me, this project was such a stretch out of my comfort zone. I had to redefine that energy of fear that would keep most people paralyzed and hindered from moving forward. I had to redefine it. I had to say, okay, how will I use this energy for my benefit? And so this individual sent these notes to me. Coach Adams, wow. I just read The Power of Words. They actually stated that they read it 2.5 times while they were on a lunch break. I love that. And they said, it's phenomenal, all caps. Fantastic, all caps. Excellent, all caps. Touching, all caps. Sincere, all caps. Honest, all caps. Transparent, all caps. Fluid, all caps. Moving, all caps, empowering, all caps, and brilliantly written. You, by and with grace, did it. And they were saying how they were so very proud of me. And I so appreciated that, and that was so empowering and encouraging to me because I allowed myself to stretch out of my comfort zone. Participating with this project was huge, and I want you to know that at the end of this month, we're going to have an individual who, since becoming a part of this change community as well, has a radio podcast, The Change Radio Show, Deb Crow, and I've been interviewed on the radio talking about my chapter in The Change, book number 14, The Power of Words. And I wanted Deb Crow to come on to talk about birthing The Change Radio because everything starts with a vision. What makes a winner? A winner has a clear vision. And so all of the things that we've talked about in today's broadcast around what makes a winner are so key. But maybe you have some thoughts that would add to what we've talked about today. I want you to know, our global listening audience, as we do from week to week, this is a time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We invite your interaction, your engagement with us. It adds another layer of richness. And so I want you to know that this is a safe space, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in. Don't be scared. Participate. Maybe you need some coaching. Know that your resident empowerment coach is in session, and I want to support you to have a win as we shape up and win on today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we are looking at what makes a winner. What makes a winner? We said a winner is an individual that has grit, this firmness of character and spirit, this transference of power from the inside out. What makes a winner? Well, a winner's mindset is so key, because we all have a lot of stinking thinking. I touch on that in The Power of Words, my contribution to the Change book, number 14, currently available. If you're interested in getting your autographed copy from Coach Adams, send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Give a call to 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Our mindset is a direct result of all of the various words, negative or positive, that have been deposited into our emotional bank account. Because, see, if you have that will to win has been established based on those words that have been spoken into your life, if you're battling with this winning mindset, you simply need to allow there to be a greater deposit for you to increase and build the muscles of your capacity of seeing yourself as a winner. What makes a winner? A winner is discipline. A winner, not that they don't have fun, not that they don't know how to be spontaneous and all of that, but they're not living a loosey-goosey, haphazard life without focus. A winner is discipline. They have learned to focus, and they have learned to delay their gratification. A winner, what makes a winner? A winner is one who has increased their capacity to endure. They have that mindset that has the will to win. They recognize that a winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. They have that base on the inside that would push through, I'm going to fight through all of these obstacles. Someone who has the mindset of endurance is one who has built up their muscles as a warrior, as an overcomer, as a champion with each obstacle that has they've been presented with, each challenge that they have overcome, each time they've fallen down and gotten back up, each hurdle that they've had to overcome, each situation, each barrier that they had to break through. So endurance never quits. That's what makes a winner. A winner trusts in a source greater than them. For me, it is God. And the way that I'm sharing this information with you is not necessarily the order in which, but just sharing the richness of the information. Because for me, first and foremost, I would start my list with, if I was putting the areas in a specific chronological order, it would be, for me, trusting in God as the source of my hope. But if you don't believe in God, as I said earlier, no worries. I'm not trying to infringe my belief on you. I'm just simply sharing with you what is my anchor, because we all have to have an anchor, whatever that looks like for you. For me, it's God. A winner, what makes a winner? A winner is one who executes. They're not just sitting on the bench watching the game of life happen. A winner is in the game, in the trenches. A winner is one that is doing. They may not always get it right, but they're in the game. They are participating. Many of you, this is the area that you need to simply work on. You just simply need to participate. You simply just need to start executing, doing some things. Stop just talking about it and do it. People get tired of hearing people talk about what they're going to do one day. Don't live life with regrets, and you're constantly woulda, coulda, shoulda. One day I will, I should have, I woulda, coulda, shoulda. No. Start today right where you are. Make a decision to do something, something that would bring you closer to living out your dreams, that would bring you closer to achieving your goals, that would bring you closer to making your desires and your vision a reality. A winner is one that executes. They do. What makes a winner? A winner has a clear vision. So if you're not achieving, you have to step back and crystallize the target. That's having a clear vision. Focus the lens so that the target is clear. Know what it is and be committed to that. What makes a winner? You're asking some great questions on a Monday, and I love it. Did I tell you that I so love Mondays? Oh, my gosh, I love Mondays. And more than that, I genuinely love empowering others, and I trust you're getting some empowerment on this Motivational Monday. Again, our lines are open as we're preparing to close out the show, but you still have a few moments. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Don't be shy. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. What makes a winner? Our last bullet for this evening. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid to take a risk. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Bottom line, don't be afraid. Don't let fear, that false evidence appearing real, to stop you from taking risk and living out your dreams. I have to tell you, now that I've completed my contribution to the Change Book number 14, I've completed it. I have it in hand. It is so rewarding. Again, this insight into self-empowerment, where top co-authors share life-enhancing realizations that will touch every area of your life. It's rewarding to see my name on the front of a book cover. This is a part of my legacy. And so I want you to know that when you achieve your dreams, when you achieve your goals and you're living your dreams and you crystallize your vision and you're seeing that come into fruition, it is rewarding. It is satisfying that now when you've delayed your gratification, when you get on the other side, it's like, woo, yay, I did it. And so that's exciting for me to be able to come to you, our global listening audience, and say, Coach Adams is not just coming, bringing empowerment and saying to you, do it. She's fighting in the trenches with you, consistently herself on her own journey to do. As we prepare to close out and wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I can't thank you enough, really, for tuning in. You could do anything with your Monday and be anywhere, but you've chosen to chime in and engage for this hour of empowerment, and we thank you so much. I want you to know that oftentimes people are facing fear when it comes to talking live on the airwaves, but you still have an opportunity to share with us your thoughts around today's topic, and I would love to hear from you. I have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. We have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All you have to do is ask to be invited if you're not already a part of the group, and we want to continue this dialogue. Maybe, just maybe, you have a show topic, idea, a guest that you would like to see featured here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We invite you to engage and interact with us again through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. If you're interested in acquiring your autographed copy of the Change Book 14 for your very own resident empowerment coach, Coach Adams is a co-author and contributor of, has a powerful and insightful chapter on the power of words. You can send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you can call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. I want you to know that Coach Adams offers a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success with our live empowerment win shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. If you're interested in our Shape Up and Win live workshop, again, you can email admin@coachadams.com or give a quick call to 310-289-2101. We're here for you. A host of empowerment that is available through our full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win, with group coaching, one-on-one coaching, vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. So know that we are here to support you And we have empowering tools for you to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you for tuning in and join us next week, same time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every Monday, we are right here on Inspire Media for you.